Next speaker is Mike J. from San Diego.
My name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic.
Mike.
Good. All right. My clean date is January 7th, 2014. My sponsor is Peter B., and my home group is Sobriety on State End Date, 7:15 on Thursdays. Sobriety is a trip. Yesterday, my dad's girlfriend invited me to go bell ringing for the Salvation Army, and she's been doing it for 3 years, and I got off work, and I'm like, man, I really don't want to go, but I already committed to going, you know? So what this program has taught me and my sponsor taught me is you show up no matter what. So I showed up, you know, and it was not what I had expected. She had invited people. There was, like, at one point, there was 5 of us. My dad came later when he came off of work, and he dressed up as Santa, you know, and it was kind of like, it was cool. You know, I had the whole Christmas hat going on, ringing the bell. One point, sang Merry Christmas with some old dude, you know, and, like, it was weird, but, like, another point in time, like, during this event, it was just me and her, and I asked her, like, why do you do this? Why have you been doing this for 3 years? And she looked at me, and it's like, because of you, you know, because of you, the struggle your dad had with you, you know, and the place that the Salvation Army gave you, you know, to provided you so you can get clean. And, like, instantly, like, boom, I was there in reality. And teared up a little bit, and I realized, like, you know, I'm grateful for this program. I'm grateful for the program I went through, but at the same time, it's not the program that got me clean. Because if it was, then, like, PC 1000 would have got me clean. Prop 36 would have got me clean. Drug court would have got me clean. You know, 18 months in county would have got me clean, you know? Like, the first time I went through the Salvation Army would have got me clean, you know? But it didn't happen. The only thing that changed was the fact that a counselor sat me down and is like, you have a problem, and there's a solution for you, and it's Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm grateful for that, because I don't deserve to be speaking here whatsoever. You know, I don't wear a collared shirt normally. And I don't know, this is not where I came from. I'm a gutter alcoholic. Like, I sleep in tents, get drunk. I got clean because I slept outside of the VOA in downtown San Diego because I had no other alternative. You know what? And because I stand here today, like, I'm living proof that this program does work if you apply these steps and you do what is taught. You know, and it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the people that came before me in this program. My sponsor, his sponsor, you know, the counselor that sat me down. They all went through these steps, and they all could see me from a mile away that I had a problem, you know. And it says somewhere in this big book, I don't know exactly where it is. And I think it's on page 20 or 21. It talks about, like, they're identifying if you're, I'm so bad at parroting from the book, but it talks about being a controlled drinker. And it says, given a sufficient amount of reason, they could stop, you know? And what happened with me was, like, my dad is the dude. I got a lot of time, huh? Okay, cool. Right?
6 minutes.
Perfect. All right. So my dad is the dude that, like, throughout my history and career of drinking, like, I could go to him. You know, when stuff got bad, I can go to his house. I have a place to stay. When I got locked up, he's the first email I got when I got to my bed. He'd always visit me. He never put money on my books, but he would always visit me. And then it got to a point where I have a buddy in the room who's here, who we were drinking, and my dad had called me that day. He was in the car with me, and my dad told me to change my last name. He wants nothing to do with me. There's no hope. You know, I'm a lost cause. And that was after going through the Salvation Army the first time and relapsing. And I had given him hope. and I had taken that hope away, and I'd broke his heart. And that was the moment of clarity that I got. That's that sufficient reason. If I was a moderate drinker, that's a good reason to stop. You know, like if your dad tells you to change your last name and you're thinking of last names to change, like you should probably stop drinking. But like, and I wanted to stop, you know, but the next day I woke up and I got drunk, you know, like no, 5 minutes crossing. Perfect. I got drunk and I kept going, you know, ran from the cops a couple times, the typical stuff that happens when drinking. And I ended up, somehow in Temecula, and a buddy was there, and he picked me up, and he looked at me, and this is a kid I've known for a long time, and he looked at me, and he's like, "You have a problem, man." I was probably, I'm like 190 right now, I was maybe 170 pounds, hadn't slept in like a week, was just gone, and he's like, "You have a problem." And it was the first time I'm like, I know, you know, and like, it wasn't my choice, but he dropped me off downtown, you know, because my, like, I told him, we were talking, I told him, I'm like, dude, I don't know what to do. Like, everywhere I go, I'm getting drunk. Like, I can't stop. And he had dropped me off downtown, and I slept out there two nights, and I ran into a dude that is very into service around here. I ran into him walking downtown, and he invited me to a morning meeting they have there, wake-up call, and that is where I met the lady that ran the detox, and that is where, how my journey started, you know, by taking that suggestion that, hey, if you're awake, come to this meeting, you know. And then in my heart, when I was in the program and the counselor had told me, like, you should get a sponsor, you're an alcoholic, you know, like they have a solution. I followed him around, you know, I followed his group around. They taught me about service. They taught me about being a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. 18 months into sobriety, I was leaving the halfway house, and I was getting off probation finally. I got locked up when I was 18, still on the same probation, you know, and I'm like 20, probably 26 now, and 27, yeah, and but yeah, it was intense. But that moment, I realized, I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm not going to have anybody drug testing me anymore. I'm not going to have any curfew. I'm going to have nothing. Like, this is all me now. And that's when I decided to grab a new sponsor. And yes. And then work the steps again. And what happened is, this sponsor told me, you only have to work the steps once. You don't have to keep going through sponsor to sponsor. You know, there's a 10, 11, and 12 that you do daily. And I'm grateful for him. You know, it's the dude that I worked with today. We've been working for approximately, coming up on 3 years now. And, man, like, thank God his sponsor worked with him and he got sober, you know, because he got sober and his sponsor was patient enough to put up with him. Like, I am allowed to say sober, you know? Yeah. And, like, it's a trip, because sitting with him before home group, we sit around and we read the book sometimes, and like, I get to watch other dudes he sponsors. I get to watch them start sponsoring, and then their dudes start sponsoring. And like, what happens is, I see this program in action, and I'm that much more into belief that it works, you know? And like, I mean, I'm grateful. I really should not be standing here today. You know, that dad, like, the stuff I put him through, the fact that, like, his girlfriend even does all this stuff, it's amazing, and it blows my mind. The fact that they invite me now to do stuff like this, even more mind-blowing, you know? And the more that I do it, the more in-depth I grow with this connection with some kind of higher power, the more into reality I'm put, and I get to see that I'm just another person, that it was just saved by a grace of something out there, and I try to carry the message. Thank you for letting me speak tonight, Joseph, wherever you're at. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.